Like in other mountain resort communities, the real estate market in Sun Valley is booming. But what does that mean for the people who make a living in the service-driven economy? Rachel Cohen brings us this report from the Wood River Valley.
Jenny Franklin feels like she was pushed out.
It was hard, and it was heartbreaking for us.
After living in Haley for about 10 years, she moved her family to Twin Falls in August.
But what attracted us to Blaine County is that the cost of living was reasonable, and you could have that big mountain lifestyle.
When she and her ex-husband first moved to Haley, they rented a 3-bedroom apartment for $750 a month. 5 years later, the landlord put it up for sale. The new rental they found cost them almost twice as much. Franklin, who worked on ski hills, in restaurants, and now in a dance studio, says wages aren't keeping up. According to Sun Valley Economic Development, wages in Blaine County have only increased by roughly 1% each year for the past decade. But housing prices, in contrast, continue to rise, while the supply has declined dramatically. The organization says this is a threat to the valley's economic stability. When workers can't live in the community, businesses struggle. These trends aren't new, but there's a sense that the pandemic has exposed and heightened inequality in the valley.
And at some point, I started to realize that this wasn't really living either. There's no getting out and recreating with the kids if you're working all these hours and there's no support.
After a divorce, Franklin got a new apartment through Arch, a community housing trust, for less than $1,000. But with a new husband and growing family, they outgrew the space. They tried to build a place of their own with cashed-out retirement, but it wasn't enough. And it wasn't easy for her to leave this summer. She shares custody with her ex-husband, who has a higher-paying job. So to move out of the county, to a more affordable place, she had to get her ex to sign legal documents, saying it was okay to move with the kids. Jody Enriquez, another longtime resident of Haley, recently came to a similar crossroads.
People were like, well, you could move somewhere else, but that wasn't something we wanted to do because this is our home.
She and her husband rented the same house for 8 years from an out-of-state landlord.
We were on 13 and a half acres, and we had 4 bedrooms and an office. And it was just kind of like a farmhouse type situation, and it was really, really awesome.
But then the landlord decided to sell the house. It closed in July amid record demand for real estate there. Enriquez and her husband had 30 days to find a new place. The timing couldn't have been worse. She's an estate manager and he's an audio engineer. Because of the pandemic, their work came to a halt and they had to go on unemployment. They qualified for 3 months of rental assistance from the Idaho Housing and Finance Association.
But we just could not find anywhere to rent.
They put ads in the paper, posted on Facebook, asked friends. Nothing. They couldn't find a place to rent, so they didn't get the assistance. Finally, they found a fifth-wheel camper and put their stuff in storage. They're parked at a friend's house in Bellevue because the RV parks are full with long-term residents. They call every few days to see if a spot has opened up. Come winter, the hose bringing them water from their friend's house will freeze.
It's still very stressful not knowing where we're going to be, where we're going to end up.
Despite her situation, Enriquez feels grateful that she was able to stick around. She says she can't imagine being in a better and more supportive community during the pandemic, but she's worried about the trends she's noticing.
It makes me concerned for everyone else that is going to come after us in this particular situation, trying to find somewhere to live. Because there isn't anything. There isn't anything. I can't even say that enough.
Franklin in Twin Falls still drives north an hour and a half multiple times a week to teach dance and bring her kids to their father's house. But she breathes more easily now that her family has moved away. They have a 6-bedroom place with a backyard, and she's excited about getting to know the community. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.